Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Anybody believe in God for any kind of change in your life, right? I'm not talking pocket change. I'm talking supernatural. Man, be believing, be confessing. But for me, I just have this renewed sense that everything God wants to do in my life, everything I do, has to come out of my fellowship with Jesus, not out of my religious duty. Or out of whatever, you know? No. Everything I do, everything I say, everywhere I go, every offering I sow into, every sermon I preach, every person I encourage, everything I do, my job, my day-to-day job, right? I work a day-to-day job like a lot of everybody does, right? And He's reminding me, do this out of a sense of your fellowship with Me. Do it as unto Me. Amen. So whatever you're doing flows from your fellowship with Him. But we're believing God. We're believing God. Amen? And I'm just excited about it. So be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost to witness to people. What does that mean? Well, it means, what has God done for you in your life? And it's so easy for us to get burdened down with everywhere we're missing it. I don't know about you, but I'm missing it here. I'm missing it there. What do I have to tell John about? My goodness. Well, John might be even worse off than you are at that point, right? And John may, if the rapture happened, John may not be in it, okay? So tell John something. And, you know, when I feel discouraged, this is all the Holy Ghost right now, obviously, but when I feel discouraged, one of the main things God tells me to do is find someone to encourage. Send a text, call somebody. Lord, who do I need to call? Because obviously I need to encourage somebody right now because I feel discouraged. Well, first of all, encourage yourself in the Lord by praying in the Spirit, get in the Word. And sometimes you just need to reach out of your shell and out of the tomb. Somebody say, out of the tomb, out of the dead place, and bring life to somebody else. And man, you will break through. You will break through. And, you know, just share with them something God's done in your life. Offer to pray for them. Amen. I've heard multiple testimonies this week from people in this church saying, hey, where do you go to church? There you go. You share with them where you go, invite them. Amen. One of our sisters this morning had other things going on, but she came to church just in case the person she invited shows up so she could say hi to them and welcome them because she had other things she had. What a wonderful way to think, right? But it comes to, are we intentionally thinking that way? Amen. I have to remind myself that in my day job with sales. I'm in sales. I don't lie to people, but I'm supposed to be thinking about, what else can I do for them? And if I let that slip, I'll stop selling, right? But if I'm constantly thinking, yes, I'm here to do this for you, but you could also use this too. And just bringing that up. Amen. So the Holy Ghost might give you things to bring up to somebody. Instead of waiting for them to bring it up, you bring it up, right? Hey, brother, sister, you been going to church anywhere? That pastor over there made me mad. Oh, well, let's pray about that. You know what the Word of God says about forgiveness, and pastors are people too, and the church did, oh, Donald Trump, this and that. had one lady this week attack President Trump right in front of me at the table, right? And you start, it's like, no, you can't get angry. And I went to, well, here's four reasons why I voted for him. Pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-Israel, amen. And I said, hey, You don't have to love the man, and she was a Christian, right? And I said, you don't have to love the man's personality, but the policies, if you're a Christian, they kind of line up, right? So you just look for opportunities to shine the light, not judge people and argue with people and that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying, right? But we're being witnesses for Jesus everywhere we go, everywhere we go. Hallelujah. Well, Philippians, let's get on to the healing service today. Praise the Lord. It's all the Holy Ghost. But Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says this. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him. Who are we talking about? Somebody say Jesus, right? And given him the name which is above every name. Somebody say Jesus is the name. Say that. Jesus is the name above every name. Hallelujah. So God has given him the name that's above every name, that at the name, verse 10, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Praise the Lord. Now, Galatians, if you flip over to Galatians chapter 3, isn't that glorious about the name of Jesus? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, GE Power Company. Galatians 3 and verse 13. It says this, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Let's say that out loud. Christ has redeemed me. Say that. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, right? Hallelujah. Having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Praise God. So Jesus bore the whole curse on himself. And what's the curse? Well, you can read Deuteronomy 28, and I think chapter 6 and 8 of Deuteronomy goes through a list of things of the blessing and the curse. God says, I put before you today life and death. Choose life, right? So pretty much anything that's bad, well, it's not pretty much, anything that's bad is of the curse. So there's a lot of believers out there, I'm talking born-again Christian people, that think things like sickness or poverty or addictions, well, God might have put that on you to keep you humble. No, that's religion. Religion teaches people that, right? Jesus became the curse for me when he hung on the tree so that I can be free of it, right? And that's not just pie in the sky when we die. Right? We're talking, like Pastor Huck would say, down on the ground while we're still around. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because the more freedom that you're walking in, the more light is going to shine from you. That's why the devil wants to keep you in the dark. Even though he knows he lost you, he wants to keep you sick, keep you broke, keep you depressed, keep you bound, keep you addicted, so that you will shut up about this Jesus, right? And if you do start getting freedom, he'll put guilt on you, right? Oh, look at how much you got in the bank. Look at that job you got. Look at that car you're, oh, shame on you, shame on you, you fleshy thing, you. he's just a stupid liar, the devil, right? No, you take whatever God's doing in your life and you turn it into a testimony to other people, right? Jesus blessed me. Jesus healed me. Jesus is delivering me. Jesus is providing for me. And he'll provide for you too. If you put your faith in him, he'll do the same thing for you that he's done for me and is doing for me, right? Amen. So Jesus became the curse for me. But this is a confession here on your notes from kcm.org. And I want us to say this together if you have the notes. Anybody need a copy of the notes? Are you all good? Okay. Praise the Lord. So we're going to say this together. Say this out loud. Jesus is the name above all names. His name is above every sickness and disease, and every sickness and disease must bow to his name. So I speak the name of Jesus over every part of my body today. I declare that his name is driving out anything that is under the curse because he has redeemed me from the curse. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Steve, don't you know that the sicker you are, the stronger your immune system will be. So it's okay to go ahead and get some. Don't tell me that. Right? The sicker you get, the stronger your immune system will be. No thanks. I'm going to choose to believe God's word in this situation, right? If I'm sick, I'm not going to declare, well, hallelujah, at least my immune system. That sounds like an oxymoron to me, right? It's like saying, drink responsibly. Know your limit. No. I'm going to believe what God's word says. Jesus is the name above the flu. Jesus is the name above cancer, diabetes, right? Whatever the health issue is. Amen. And we say his name over these things. His name. His name. Somebody say, Jesus. So you, if something rises up against you that you know, the Holy Ghost will show you. He'll turn the light on. That's why the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you, to remind you of what's yours and what's not yours. Steve, there's a fever in your house. There's a fever in your house. Take authority. Anoint heads with oil. Bind and loose. And that's what we've been doing. And there's been a little battle this week. But we're winning. We got the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I've got two kids that have been battling fevers and coughs for a week, and I'm here preaching healing. What sense does that make? That's what the devil would say. But you know what? We preach God's word. We don't preach our experiences. We don't preach, we don't come in here preaching what we're going through. That doesn't help anybody. We preach what God's word says. And we find something to be thankful for in the middle of whatever battle you're going through. Because I'll guarantee you, there's a lot of things to be thankful for no matter what things look like in our lives. Lord, thank you that, hey, my elbow doesn't hurt. This week I had to do we had our vacation planned, and we ended up having to do a funeral that day for a family member of mine that passed away, right? And then the next day, this virus came into my house that has been battling us all week. And then one day this week, I got bit on the wrist by a dog at work. Never been bit before in my life. This little wiener dog. I'm out, you know, talking to a customer, practicing what I do, you know, in my day job. And his dog jumps out of his car and just charges at me. And I'm thinking, oh, you little cute little schnookums. And he's like, no! And I'm like, oh, he thinks his dog's going to escape. I'll stop him. Hello, little schnookums. Just little demon wiener dog, right? Yeah. And I'm like bleeding. Oh, it's okay. And instantly I felt compassion for the dog. I was like, oh, the little dog's had a rough life, obviously. I'm going to go ahead. And the first thing you do, you know, did that really happen? Like, yes, that happened. I'm bleeding, right? Got back in my truck, finished the job I was on, elevated my arm. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke bacteria. I rebuke infections. Went to the urgent care, got them, you know, they cleaned it up and gave me a little thing to take. All is well. But what I'm saying is there's been some battles this week. And I'm here preaching to you about the goodness of God. Why? Because he's good. My cousin is in heaven, right? The doctor asked me, do you still have your spleen? I was like, he didn't bite me that hard. He's like, well, no. If you don't have your spleen, you could die from that. I still got my spleen. So I said, thank you, Jesus. I still got my spleen. Hallelujah, right? The girls, you know, with these things, praise God, we're not dealing with this virus. We've been singing songs like, what's those old songs? Na 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 na, hey, goodbye, and don't you come back no more. I was in yesterday. Hey virus, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What are you gonna do? What else are you gonna do? Talk about it like it's this big thing that's never gonna leave. Oh, we're just sick as dogs over here. We're just sick as dogs. Well, after all, it's flu season, but our immune systems are getting stronger because we're sick. No, we apply the blood. We anoint. We pray. We bind. Hallelujah. You know, just to show you that, you know, just because you're in ministry, you don't get the you know, curse exempt card, right? The devil's going to leave you alone exempt card because you're a pastor. No. We just start telling the devil, bring it on, sucker. Bring it on. You want some of this? You want some? Is that all you got? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you out of my house. Amen. Off our bodies. And then you just start praising God. I woke up saying, Jesus saying, praise me like the battle's already been won. Yes, sir. So I turned it to praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that this virus is defeated by the blood of Jesus. It's not spreading to anybody else, and it's leaving and never coming back. Hallelujah. Just say what you want. You want to be sick? Well, keep saying you're sick. You want to die? Keep saying you're going to die. You want to be well? Just start saying, I'm well. In the name of Jesus, I take my healing today. We took communion, right? Communion is an awesome tool to use, right? Because you know why? Because Jesus doesn't have a fever and a cough. So we took the body and the blood, and we said, in the name of Jesus, we receive our communion. We receive our health today. Amen. And we stand for healing in Jesus' name. And in the midst of it, you do what you got to do. You rest. You liquefy. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do some things in the natural as well. But you're not disconnecting from the supernatural in that process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Well, here's some things that Brother Keith Moore says and maybe you've seen it online. If you go to morelife.org, it's called God's Will to Heal. And you can download 101 verses, 101 things God says. Somebody say, God says, right? About your healing. And you can have that at home. You can print it out. You can have it on your phone, whatever. And we've been taking a segment of it every month this year since like April and using it in this service. And we're on number 81 through 91 today. So next month we'll finish it up. Praise the Lord. And God is so good. But this is from God's Will to Heal, 101 Things God Said, from Pastor Keith Moore. And here we go. And he made these more in terms of like faith statements, so you can go and research the verse exactly out. But these are confessions that we can be making over our health every day. Somebody say every day, right? Amen. Don't wait till something is trying to come on you. Just say, no, in Jesus' name today, I'm walking a healthy life. And then you're praying preventatively. Amen. Receiving communion, walking in praise to God. Amen. Even we've talked in past weeks about things in our diet that the Lord may need. I don't know about you, but God's on me about adjusting my diet, right? You want to, you know, stop things from getting into your house, Steve? You need to cut back on all those donuts and mochas because sugar just is like a magnet to sickness, right? So there's basic things that the Holy Ghost in exercising, you know, these kind of things help us to stay in health. Praise the Lord. Brother Copeland's been on this heavy, heavy for a long time. The body of Christ needs to come to grips with the reality that your health, there's a lot more practical common sense things attached to us walking in divine health than just pray for me. Right? Amen. It's kind of like the sin thing, right? Yes, Jesus forgave me of my sins, but I have to repent from my sins. Not so I can be saved, but so I can walk in victory and, you know, the Holy Ghost walks with me and helps me through things. And in health, there's things I have to change as well. And being sensitive to the Lord, right? I don't need a 14th coffee. I need water right now, right? Amen. Joint pain, right? A lot of it is related to I probably don't have enough water in my body. Amen. So I'm preaching to me as much as to anybody, right? But we're sensitive to the Holy Ghost and all these things, right? Praise the Lord. And we have to stop calling ourselves stuff. Well, I'll always be overweight. Well, I'll always have this problem. Well, I'll always. Well, I have this chronic condition. Shut yourself up and say what God says about you. Amen? Because what we say will come to pass in our life if we say it with any kind of faith, right? So we have to change our confession over things as well, okay? So these are things that God would have us say. You ready? So number 81, say this with me. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Praise God. So life, not death. So no matter how old great-grandpa was and grandpa was when they went on to be with Jesus, you don't have to look at that as the ceiling for you. Amen? That's glorious news. I know of multiple people that I've been connected with that are over 100 now and still going. Hallelujah. The Bible says you can believe for 120 strong years. God's just looking for people that will believe for that. Amen? You don't have to. You can, you know, when you're good and ready with you and Jesus. But the ceiling has been raised. The bar has been raised in the body of Christ. Amen? Number 82, say this. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. So even if you're dealing with something like with this virus this week, God is quickening the recovery. He's speeding it up. If you've had something done, a surgery or whatever, you confess, yes, but my recovery time is speeded up in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is quickening my mortal body. Number 83, say this. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Man, I'll tell you what. We've got to get over in a way, and that's what I think a lot of the theme of next year is, this idea that God is out there. No. He's in you. He's on the inside of you. I mean, how do you, that's why I used to kind of bother me, why don't you hear God's voice audibly? Well, because audibly denotes distance, right? I'm hearing you because you're over there. You hear him from the inside. And I'll tell you what, there's no closer thing than being in him and him in you and just growing in your understanding of that. It will affect your health in every area of your life. Amen? Here we go. Number 84. Your body is the temple of my spirit, and yours to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Number 85, if you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, and you'll not be weak, sick, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31. So you can go back through these and meditate on them and pray through them. But, you know, that reminds me, don't be mad at people. Don't be mad at ministries and churches and, you know, people in the body of Christ. That only affects you. Amen. Just forgive, release, move on. Hallelujah. Number 86, say this. I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. You want one of my favorite people that I hear currently that's teaching and preaching healing and moving in the gifts of miracles is Billy Burke. Just Google Billy Burke, B-U-R-K-E, and watch some of his stuff. I mean, it gets you excited about God's healing power, man. And he operates in the gift of miracles, right? And I mean, just feeding on stuff like that, seeing it, putting in front of you, in your ears and eyes, helps you to receive and be in the attitude of also laying hands on people yourself. Amen? Praise the Lord. Number 87, my life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11. Number 88, I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you, and if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Number 89, I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21 and 22. Man, use the name of Jesus. Use his name because his name belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that off my life. Hallelujah, right? Number 90, I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:3. And then 91, I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Why don't y'all stand up on your feet as we're going to close with this faith confession, and we're just going to receive our healing this morning. And then after we say this, if there's anybody that wants hands laid on you for healing, come on up and we'll pray for you. Amen. So say this out loud. Jesus Christ is Lord over me, spirit, soul, and body. Sickness, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I enforce the will of God on you today. Leave my presence now. I believe I receive my healing now. I am well now. In Jesus' name, I forgive and receive my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands and receive your healing and health today over your body. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you for being our healer today, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body, we call us well in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll give you all the praise and glory, all the praise and glory, all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.